You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, my. Oh, my. I guess a woman and a man get into a fight. She crushes his testicles, and he actually dies. So you could actually die from having your testicles crushed. Apparently, from what we understand, he died from the shock. So unfortunately, we're going to have to squeeze that topic in today. Sorry. Okay, I know that wasn't nice. Then we have a woman who was going through a gynecological procedure, thermal ablation, and I guess it was major equipment failure. And she suffered from burns up the inside. I don't even want to talk about that one. I'm cringing. Can't keep your legs crossed enough going through that story. Then it turns out, no shock here, though. One of the Boston Bombers had been collecting welfare benefits for years. Apparently, the older brother, Tamerlan, wife was working about 80 hours a week, and they were he was home. They were collecting welfare benefits, of course, right? As he was probably plotting the attack. Then it looks like doctors are kind of nicer to you if you're thin. I'm nice to everybody. But, just another one of these articles, telling everybody how mean and crappy doctors are. I hate these articles making us doctors look bad. All right, so hopefully my show doesn't make you think we're too bad. All right, maybe my show makes you think we're tolerable. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Very tolerable indeed. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. But what I really can't tolerate is how, we have people plotting to kill. Okay, our Americans plotting to destroy our beautiful country, and they're collecting welfare benefits. From what we understand, Tamerlan Tsarnev, the 26-year-old suspect who had been shot in gunfire a few days ago as he was fleeing officers, received welfare just up until last year. From what we understand, the younger brother sold pot to make spending money. This is according to a report from Mail Online. However, I believe it was also on CBS News, ABC, etc. So apparently the Chechenian immigrant Tsarnev lived off of state aid. From what we understand, he didn't work for years, yet his wife, Catherine Russell Tsarnev, worked as a healthcare worker, sometimes clocking in about 80 hours a week. Okay. Now, while he was unemployed, what did he spend his time doing? Not too sure. Now, they say the younger brother, I believe, got a scholarship to go to college. I don't know how much of city state funds went to that, but he wasn't collecting welfare like his brother did. I don't know how many years. They just say multiple years, and I don't even think I want to read more. As we're trying to be politically correct, and as we're trying to please everybody and look like the biggest do-gooder country and the biggest sweet, lovey-dovey, kumbaya country, we have people kind of screwing us. I don't know if Washington realizes that. All right, and your hard-earned money, my hard-earned money, our taxes are going to people who want to kill us. Okay, and I'm not saying everybody. I'm saying, obviously there's people on welfare that deserve it. Okay, and that's what welfare is for. But if we don't have a system where we're screening people and we're looking at who needs the benefits, who doesn't, I mean, why don't we have people that just kind of do spot check-ins? I mean, if you're going to be getting government funds, if you're going to be getting cash, if you're going to be getting food stamps, if you're going to be getting free health care, okay, doesn't the government have a right to just kind of check in and make sure the money is going to good use? All right? I don't know how they could have hid that the wife was making. Now, yeah, maybe the wife was making money under the table. I don't know. Yes, there's ways to hide it. People screw the government all the time. But, you know, this is just an example of how screwed up our immigration policy is and our welfare policy is. All right. And it's going to hurt the people that need it. All right. There are many of you that are on welfare. And understandably so. A lot happened to you. A lot went wrong in your life. You're in a, you know, a little bit of a financial funk. That is exactly what welfare is for. That's why, that's what many of us Americans are willingly paying taxes for. Many of us understand what those funds are going for, you know, but when I find out that my hard-earned tax money is going to somebody who wants to kill us and who killed Americans, all right, that to me makes me want to just shut down the whole gosh darn program and then start from scratch. And of course it's going to hurt others. So my message to our government, who thinks they have it all and who is planning to give out more freebies and give out work permits to undocumented immigrants and to shell out more money because they think the quote-unquote rich could pay for it. By the way, a report came out saying 93% of Americans lost a hell of a lot of money in the recession. Only 7% of Americans actually still did well financially. All right, so I don't know if you think that 7% is going to carry the whole gosh darn country. No, I don't think it will. But while the government is sitting there thinking about more, one of you on Facebook said unfortunately, Tamerlan used an Obama phone to possibly cause the explosion. I don't know what other handouts they got. I really don't. But I think we really need to. I mean, if I could go out on a limb here, redefine, reevaluate what we are doing with our welfare and immigration system. I mean, is that just too much to ask? All right. And then who else are you shelling out our money to that is also plotting against us? Dr. Dahlia, the boy that's still alive, he's only a 19-year-old kid. He was swayed by his domineering brother. There's nobody else involved. It was just two brothers who've gone rogue. Really? I bet there are thousands of people on our beautiful land plotting to hurt us. And I bet at least half of those, if not three quarters, is getting our money. I'm not a gambling woman, but I'm willing to bet my Obama phone. I didn't get an Obama phone. I'm willing to bet what I spend in taxes. You could have my tax money, right? All right, don't go away. Let's talk about squeezing testicles and how bad that is. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Longevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Longevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
For tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Please make sure to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show, for any updates. Now, as authorities are trying to question Zakhard Sarnaev, the younger bombing suspect, some of you say we should probably take his testicles, squeeze them, cut them off, make them talk. I'm here to tell you, you've got to be a little bit careful, all right? No, not because of the ACLU, but because of somebody, it could actually kill him before he talks, okay? We seem to think that you could destroy a man's testicles, and he won't die from that. Well, I got news to tell you, he actually can, all right? So I would say if you're going to do anything to this boy's testicles, it has to happen after we get him to talk, all right? Why? Well, this is the latest. Apparently, in China, a woman went berserk, got so mad at this man because apparently she was picking up her son from school when she got into a fight with a shopkeeper after parking her electric bike in front of his store. He comes out of the shop telling her, no, you can't leave your bike there. And he's about 42 years old. She, not too sure, probably close in age, you know, has a young son. And a fight ensues. Okay, the woman calls her brother and husband to help, but apparently she was so mad she started to take things into her own hands, literally. and she grabbed the storekeeper by his testicles, squeezed them so hard that his body actually went into shock. Witnesses say that she shouted, "I'll squeeze it to death, and you'll never have children again." I don't know if she said it in English. My guess is there's some Chinese translation for that. All right, so there's intent. Right? Intent to do bodily harm. That's why, you know, when you attack somebody, you got to kind of be careful what you say. So she says, "I'll squeeze it to death and you'll never have children again." He falls, and by the time the paramedics got to him, from what we understand, he was already in shock. They rushed him to the hospital, and unfortunately, there was nothing they could do for him, and the man died. Now, Irwin Goldstein, I heard him speak, phenomenal researcher and doctor. He's a urologist at the San Diego Sexual Medicine Department. Yes, there is a sexual medicine department. That's where we get a lot of our news. The sexual medicine department at San Diego is phenomenal. Not my news for the Dr. Dolly Show, but in general, much of the news we're getting on erectile dysfunction and female prostate cancer and all sorts of, good scoop on the below the belt type issues comes from this department. So kudos to them. So, of course, he weighs in. I mean, anytime there's a big, juicy testicle story, you're going to hear from the San Diego Sexual Medicine Director. And Dr. Gerst Goldstein said it was quite plausible that the testicle squeeze caused a man's death. Apparently, he says the testicles are... I'm so sorry, guys. You know what? A uterus story is coming up soon, okay? All right, don't leave. Okay, we got the uterus coming up. Testicles, he says, are exquisitely sensitive to touch. I don't know if you guys knew that. Did you know that? I know. This is why we need a Department of Sexual Medicine. He says the testicles are exquisitely sensitive to touch, and there is a huge release of adrenaline when there is excessive force applied to these organs. And I need to be careful because as people are doing their own highs, remember we were talking about natural highs, right? People trying to get high off cinnamon. Be careful, please, because I don't want you to kill yourself with testicle squeezing. Testicular pain is referred to the lower abdomen and then the mesenteric plexus. Now, the mesenteric plexus, you have the superior mesenteric artery and you have mesenteric blood flow that goes to the mesentery. The mesentery is kind of this big, shiny fan that holds all the intestines. Your intestines do not just roll around willy-nilly. They're attached to mesentery. And this mesentery gets a huge amount of blood flow. So he says the testicular pain is referred to the lower abdomen, the mesenteric plexus, and it causes men to stop abruptly what they're doing, lie on the ground, close their eyes, and bend their knees. Thus, with the huge rush of adrenaline and all the shock, it's very easy to have a heart attack, especially if you're cardiac vulnerable. Now, the woman is, of course, facing murder conviction if found guilty. And, of course, saying that she wanted to do harm, just squeezing the testicles, she could have later probably claimed there was some sort of a sexual attraction and then maybe gotten off on sexual assault. But because she intended to do harm, again, I'm not a lawyer, my guess is this woman is really, really screwed now. Okay, you can't kill people by squeezing their testicles. Now, I think evolutionary-wise, the reason why testicles are so sensitive and men basically drop to their knees when they do incur an injury there is it's all about protecting progeny. And I think when God made man, or for those of you that believe nature made man either way, all right, whoever made man, it was designed such that anything that had to do reproductively, man would want to protect. I was watching Duck Dynasty. I'm really hooked on that show. And I guess in Duck Dynasty, the guys were playing ping pong. They found a ping pong table, and I guess they were, they found a ping pong table. They were supposed to clean up the warehouse because the wives got mad. As they cleaned up the warehouse, they found an old dusty ping pong table, so they start playing ping pong. And then I guess whoever loses, they had to, somebody smacks a ping pong to their abdomen. Immediately, what they did is they put the ping pong, their own ping pong paddle, in front of their groin to protect the testicles, and then they put their, shirt over their head so they couldn't see the trauma about to happen. And, luckily these guys were good shots and they only smacked the ping pong ball to the abdomen. Not that I think that's the healthiest thing to do. I think that can cause abdominal injury, right? Traumatic blunt trauma from a ping pong can happen. But you saw the instinctive nature of protecting the testicles. Okay? They did not care about their hearts. They did not care about the liver. They did not care about the mesentery. They did not care about their gallbladder, their spleen, their splenic artery, their abdominal aorta, their large intestine, a cecal diverticula. They weren't worried about that. When the ping pong was being smacked at their abdomen, the Duck Dynasty guys were very concerned about protecting their jewels. And that's evolutionarily something that we were, designed to do. So, of course, any injury to the scrotum or the testicles is going to cause a man to completely fall, curl up in a ball. Protecting the progeny is extremely important. Now, with women, all right, with women, there's not a lot of things hanging, okay? Not a lot hanging down. I mean, you really have to be in some sort of traumatic situation to get those ovaries knocked around. Those ovaries are pretty protective. They really are. Are pretty protected. And I mean, you know, God forbid, you know, there have been some of us in horrible accidents and things have happened to the ovaries, but they aren't hanging out like men. So men do have to have that instinct and they have to protect themselves. For those of you that are concerned that something like this could happen to you, maybe walk around with a ping pong paddle. But for those of you that don't think we learned anything on Duck Dynasty, I just proved you wrong. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, some of you ladies out there, okay, are waiting for this story. I don't think you're waiting for this story. But there's a procedure, and it's done all the time, very safely, called thermal ablation. All right? Some of us get thermal ablation when we have issues with having very, very heavy periods. We tried birth control, we try using multiple tampons, we try praying, and the periods just, it's like Niagara Falls. So one procedure we could do is have something called ablation. Now, there's a various types of ablation, you know, cryotherapy, a microwave endometrial ablation, thermal balloon ablation, and what that seems to do, like the microwave endometrial ablation, although many of us cannot stick our pelvises into a microwave and have this done effectively, microwave endometrial ablation emits, like, obviously microwave energy. It heats up and it destroys the uterine lining. Then you got thermal balloon ablation, where it involves a water-filled balloon. Stop the giggles. Stop it. A water-filled balloon goes up into the uterus, it gets heated, and then that destroys the lining. They're very quick to perform. You can do it under local anesthesia, general anesthesia. It takes about 20 minutes. You go home the same day. You can get a little kind of crampy or whatever, but it hopefully ablates. And, you know, ablate, it's like what it sounds. I mean, kind of, you know, kind of like war zone. Ablates that lining so hopefully it doesn't bleed. I even consider doing this procedure just because, you know, I got a microwave. I don't know. You can't use your microwave at home. But anyway, unfortunately, she underwent a thermal ablation in New Zealand. Joe Partridge, 36 years old. And from what we understand, the uterine balloon containing the saline solution that was heated to about, I gotta find out. It says 86 degrees Celsius. I need to calculate that really quickly. It burst inside of her. All right. And unfortunately, she sustained burns. From what I understand, she did gain consciousness as soon as she felt that. She said she can't have children now. She's had over 35 surgeries to correct it. But, you know, what women will do to stop their periods, I tell you. You know, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food
food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie Guy, and I'm giving you a personal invitation to join me Tuesday, April 30th. This is 7 p.m. It's a free lecture at the Holiday Inn, Hurstbourne Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky. Now, this lecture is going to cover the top 8 diseases that afflict Americans. I'm going to show you how Alzheimer's disease is preventable by 80%. I'm going to show you how Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease and how you can prevent it and how to reverse dementias. Let me tell you, this is going to be great. I'm going to show you how to reverse arthritis, how to reverse heart disease. I'm going to show you how to reverse high blood pressure. I'm going to show you how to support and promote maintenance and repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs between your vertebrae. You don't need doctors for the most part except for emergency. Emergency, you got to go to the doctor. Otherwise, come see me. Free. This is Tuesday night, April 30th, 7 p.m., Holiday Inn, Hurstbourne Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky. Tell them Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, sent you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. We talk about lawsuits a lot on this show. And I got a very interesting email that I want to read. I think what I'd like to change the topic to, because there's been a lot of news about malpractice lawsuits and what the number one thing doctors are getting sued for, and how if a doctor apologizes to you, it can't be used in a malpractice claim. I'd like to open up the topic, just because I've had this email now for a couple days, and I think this would be a good start to this next segment. Have any of you guys been involved in a malpractice lawsuit, and what happened? All right, and why? I'm not going to get mad at you. I'm not going to get mad at you, okay? Remember, I'm your radio doctor. I'm not your real doctor. So I would like to know what, you know, doctors are getting sued for. I'm not going to judge you, okay? I mean, because there are some valid malpractice claims out there. Yes, I get mad about the frivolous claims, okay? But there are some valid claims. And I want to read you this email, but I want to definitely open up the question to you all. Again, you could use a anonymous name if you want. Have any of you been in a malpractice lawsuit, and what did the doctor or medical provider do? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-362-3254. Linda writes, Doc Dolly, I hate to bring this up, but I want your opinion. My husband was having shoulder pain for years. He ordered an x-ray, ordered some physical therapy, finally sent him to an orthopedist. Before the orthopedist could order the MRI, my husband had a heart attack. He is alive and well, but not once did the doctor ever suggest my husband having his heart checked. My husband is 45 years old. I am considering suing the doctor. I would love your opinion. All right. I know. It's a tough one. Yeah, see, I don't like lawsuits. I don't like them. And I'm not a malpractice lawyer. I'm sure an attorney would be salivating, just salivating at the chance to represent you, because he would feel he has a case because your husband suffered from a heart attack, suffered from possibly pain and anguish, time off work, a lot, all right? The defense malpractice attorney for the doctor would then be making a claim probably, well, I mean, he had shoulder pain. And if we had an MRI, all right, and we could diagnose that there was shoulder pain, what made you think that the shoulder pain was actually heart? Okay, maybe your husband coincidentally had a heart attack. And again, I'm sorry. Let me preface all this. I'm sorry your husband had a heart attack. I think that's horrible. That's scary. Thank God he's alive. Prayers being sent his way for a speedy recovery. But I understand your concern. You know, somebody comes into the doctor. They complain about a symptom. This symptom is ongoing, and a test wasn't suggested. I hear you. That would be very concerning, okay? And I don't blame you for having that psychological response of anger and wanting to have some justification, you know, on their part of why they did what they did. And you know, so I mean, I understand that. I understand why people sue. I may not like the fact that they do it, but nevertheless, I understand why. So basically, your attorney would have to prove that shoulder pain the whole time was a symptom of cardiac disease. Okay? The defense attorney, all he has to prove is that your husband has shoulder pathology. And that because the new guidelines have not recommended, and in fact recommended against, routine cardiac screening in healthy men, this may not be a malpractice suit. All right? And so like I said, you're probably going to find an attorney who'll take the case. I, you know, no doubt, but, make sure it's on a, you know, contingency fee, or, you know, he makes a percentage of what you make. Because again, if, you know, your husband has shoulder pathology, your husband was in his 40s, he had shoulder pain. Now, even though I like to check people's hearts, and I love to have a baseline EKG in anybody 35 to 40 and up, I like a baseline EKG. That's not what the medical community recommends. Now, mind you, we do hear 40-year-olds have heart attacks all the time, and I am furious with the quote-unquote guidelines saying don't screen healthy people. But shoulder pain can be an atypical presentation of heart disease. So this is a tough case. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. We're talking about malpractice lawsuits. If you guys have been involved in any case that's already closed of malpractice where you had to sue a medical provider, I want to hear from you if you can. I understand that many of you guys don't sue doctors. I got a pretty pretty nice group of listeners. That's pretty awesome. You guys rock. But, you know, mind you, I don't want you afraid to bring up if there was an issue. I mean, if there's a doctor that, you know, cut off the wrong leg or, you know, refused to give you a mammogram because they didn't believe in mammograms, or your child needed a vaccine and needed vaccines and your doctor refused to give vaccines and the child became afflicted with polio, let's say. I mean, these are things that are valid cases for lawsuits, but we're talking about this case where husband had shoulder pain for years, went to an orthopedist. The orthopedist is about to do the MRI. Patient ends up having a heart attack. Was the shoulder pain an atypical system, a symptom of heart disease? Now, we've discussed heart disease. We've discussed, you know, atypical symptoms. You know, although to me, anything is a typical symptom. You know, somebody having arm pain, shoulder pain, I'm assuming you're discussing left shoulder, you know, jaw pain, neck pain, shortness of breath. I don't think those are atypical. I'd call them just symptoms of a heart attack. Somebody has a heart attack, it's not always chest pain. It could be something else. But then again, how many of you 40-year-old men out there have shoulder pain? All right, a lot of us do. Any of us that played softball, baseball, pull-ups, weight lifted? I think I'm working on a rotator cuff injury. Most rotator cuff injuries are chronic. So, like I said, attorneys could poke holes in this. You know, if, let's say, the MRI of the shoulder comes back completely clear, and an orthopedist says, I don't see any form of shoulder pathology, then where the case could possibly go is, well, doctor failed to diagnose. Maybe he should have sent the patient to the orthopedist sooner. The orthopedist could have said this isn't shoulder. Send it back to the doctor. Then the doctor starts looking for heart. I don't know. I mean, you had said for years. Like I said, it all depends how good the attorney is. But if there's any sort of shoulder pathology, I don't know if the lawsuit would be able to go through. Because right now the medical community is not recommending cardiac screening. It's all about the least amount of tests. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're going to be coming up on break. Then after the break, we're going to be talking about how if a doctor apologizes or shows any sort of sympathy, let's say. Okay, so let's say the doctor of this man who had a heart attack go, oh my gosh, I am so sorry you had a heart attack. You know, gosh. Maybe we should have checked your heart sooner. That can't be used against the doctor. So doctors being empathetic and you know, standing by you at the hospital, brainstorming, feeling bad, starting to feel guilty, that is not supposed to be used against them in a malpractice lawsuit, whether it does or not, whole nother story. And then what is the number one reason doctors are getting sued for? All right. It doesn't seem to be cutting off the wrong leg. That's not happening as much as we think. It's failure to diagnose and diagnostic errors. So we're going to talk about that after the break. And of course, take your questions, your calls, your comments. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Natural disasters, down economy, and inflating gas prices. Wondering how to prepare for what's next? Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the Arlington Convention Center to learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters and financial management, hands-on training. We've got beekeeping, suturing, and learn how to build your own solar panels and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfreliancexpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, we have an iPhone app and an Android app. You can download those for free. Listen to any of the Dr. Dahlia Show's hours from the past. One really good episode that we had was where we discussed how to get a job over age 50, right? If you're trying to redefine what you want to do in life, come up with a new career, we went over lots of different techniques, what jobs are hiring people over the age of 50. If many of you can't find that archive or podcast, let me know. And if not, if it's a subject that we just barely touched upon because there's so much to talk about with that, then maybe what I'll do is in different hours of the show, I'll bring it up because that was definitely a fun one and a popular one, unlike some of my other episodes. Now, I want to thank you all for being so supportive. I mean, you know, having a doctor get on the air talking about how upset she is about malpractice claims. I know some of you, it tries your patience going, okay, what am I listening to this for? I mean, how is this benefiting me and my children hearing a doctor complain about malpractice cases? Well, I'm not sitting here complaining about malpractice cases. The reason why I'm going into this next segment talking to you about what seems to be the most common reason for malpractice is because if there's a malpractice claim, that means something went wrong with the patient. And what should you as a patient look for if the doctor is making a mistake? Okay, and many of you have no idea that the doctor made a mistake until after it was done or missed something. But if you guys listen, all right, and educate yourselves listening to, you know, some of these doctor shows that are out there. And mine's not the only one that's awesome. I mean, I think I have one of the most awesome shows, but I'm not the only one that's awesome. You got Dr. Oz out there. I think Sanjay Gupta does a phenomenal job. So a lot of the leaders out there, in the medical industry that give their advice, I really commend you all for listening. A lot of patients come in going, Dahlia, I'm so sorry. I was, reading on the internet or I was listening to Dr. Oz. I love it. I am so pro-education because then you'll think of something that maybe your doctor won't. So, when I go into this next topic here of, failure to diagnose or delay of diagnosis, I'm going to be bringing up some conditions that maybe you need to, think about. If this is something you chronically have, maybe ask your doctor to take a left turn and laterally think and look at something that could not be smacking him right in the face. Okay? We're not talking about... All right, come on, guys. I see the jokes coming. Stop it. Okay. So basically, Dr. Newman Toker and his colleagues basically looked at a report that I guess was published, the BMJ Quality and Safety, on what are the most frequent, most severe, and most costly medical mistakes. And it wasn't the wrong site surgeries, like cutting off the wrong leg. It was diagnostic errors. Now, these diagnostic errors don't necessarily mean misdiagnosis. A diagnostic error could be failure to diagnose, right? Let's say that gentleman who was having shoulder pain, it really wasn't shoulder pain, it was heart disease the whole time. That would be considered a diagnostic error. A delay in diagnosis, I talk to you guys a lot about. You have throat cancer, but it was looked upon as a sore throat and treated with multiple antibiotics. And then an attorney says, well, if you would have sent him 1 week earlier, we could have done something. And then boom, there's a failure to diagnose lawsuit. And then wrong diagnosis occurred about 10% of the time. But failure to diagnose occurred 54% of the time in these malpractice claims. So what could be going on with you right now that you are being not diagnosed properly by? Okay, like for example, we had a friend who thought she had recurrent bladder infections. Okay, now when you come in having recurrent bladder infections, you usually come in and say, I have a bladder infection, I have UTI, I need an antibiotic. All right, so fine, doctor gives an antibiotic. Okay, then maybe you go to an urgent care or something, you have another UTI, you get another antibiotic. So you could, five, six times be getting antibiotics before somebody stops and goes, okay, wait a second, what the hell's going on? Why do you think they're bladder infections? Did any cultures get grown out of bacteria? If somebody has chronic bladder infections or chronic symptoms of bladder infections, I love to get a urologist involved. I do. Okay? I love to visualize what's going on in the kidneys and the bladder. Maybe do an ultrasound. Make sure there's not a little tumor going on there. Well, one of my friends was having multiple, or what she thought was this UTI that never went away. Urologist orders a CAT scan, finds some swollen lymph glands, and it turns out it ended up being cervical cancer. All right? Now, she had normal pap smears. Three normal pap smears, but I guess the cervical cancer was sometimes the metastasis is worse than the primary lesion. And so wherever the cervical cancer was, it was high up, small and hiding, but enough of it spread such that she was already in stage 3. So, going to the lymph nodes, et cetera. I had a hysterectomy. She's alive and well, thank God. But me as a doctor now, when I have a person coming in with a quote-unquote simple UTI, I'm going to think in the back of my head, I want to make sure I don't miss this. Now, some of you in the medical community are probably sitting there going, oh, you have got to be kidding me. You're going to now think cervical cancer every time somebody comes in with a simple UTI. I didn't say I'm going to order a slew of tests. I said I'm going to have it in the back of my mind. Because if a person keeps coming back, and I'll tell the patient, I go, look, if if the culture comes back, no bacteria, and you continually have UTIs or something going on, I want a real good gynecological evaluation, or I want a real good thorough urological evaluation. You know, and that's just if this doesn't get better. If this goes away and it's fine, we recheck you, the bacteria is gone, great, we know that's all it is. But I just want to make sure I know what the hell's going on and then why. I don't like to just cure, I like to also prevent. So let's say somebody does come in with this big weird rash or a rip-roaring UTI. Why did you get a bladder infection? What if it's a man? Men don't get bladder infections. They don't, usually. If they do, something's kind of kooky going on, right? Because of men's, anatomy. Do I need to go through a man's anatomy versus a female's anatomy? It's a lot easier for a little bug coming from the tushy area to go up a woman's urethra than a man's urethra. It's got a longer way to travel. And some of you men, a heck of a long way to travel. Right? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. So, I'd like to then, not just, throw an antibiotic at you and go, all right, see you on your way. I'd like to make sure this doesn't happen again next week or 2 weeks from now. You know, another failure to diagnose is like what happened with Michael Douglas. Right? Wife was furious because he had been seeing a doctor for a sore throat that wouldn't go away and it ended up being throat cancer. Now, again, not every sore throat needs to be evaluated for throat cancer. But what I would do if I were you is if you have a pain that doesn't go away, okay, you may want to, because the doctor could be in a rush and busy. Remember, Obamacare is going to make everything worse. All right, don't make me go into all the details. We've discussed this at length. All right, I mean, there's going to be, I don't even want to think about what's going to happen. But if your shoulder keeps hurting, you may want to talk to your doctor, go, look, do you want to just check my heart? It's probably the shoulder, but do you want to just check it? Or, the sore throat isn't going away. Do you want me to see a throat specialist just to make sure there's nothing kooky going on? Or, gosh, I get bladder infections all the time. Should I get that checked? My heartburn is just not subsiding. Should I get a scope? Should I, get that looked at just to make sure, the esophagus lining isn't changing from the chronic acid? These things, the stomach cancer, the esophageal cancer, the throat cancer, the uterine cancer, the bladder cancer, the prostate cancer, these are things that are failed to diagnose because sometimes the early symptoms are just typical. We call them horses. In medical school, we're taught not to go after the zebras first, but to address the horses. But I think some of the best doctors out there always entertain the fact that this could be a zebra, and if something doesn't go away, they're going to go in and evaluate it as a zebra. Does that make sense? So, I know this first hour is closing in, but we're here for another 2 hours. Call in now. Any symptom that doesn't seem to be going away, I'd love to just brainstorm with you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, as well as more medical news. Don't go away.
Why should you be in Arizona this month?
One reason. Prepper Fest AZ. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th through 28th. Get free training and hands-on experience from leading preparedness experts.
Everything you need to be prepared.
Plus, longevity information. And guest speaker Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Sunday. Don't miss Prepper Fest AZ, April 26th through 28th.
In Scottsdale, Arizona.
For schedule and flyer worth $2 off, go to PrepperFestAZ.com. That's PrepperFestAZ.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.d.o.t.x.com. Redress equals solution.